Hey, what's going on, guys? Paulo CQ here.
Cassandra Lee, and together we are the Power Couple,
man. And welcome to the Inner Circle today. We're going to be talking about what, baby?
Man, this audio, this Inner Circle audio, man, we specifically designed it for you, man. And today's topic is winning is a choice.
Winning is a choice, man. Winning is a choice. You know what's cool about this is that it is a choice. Actually, one of the things that you always talk to me about, babe, is that every single day we're given two options. It's either you win
or you lose, and those are literally the two options we are faced with every single day. And the way you base those decisions is either by the pain that you feel at the moment, right? Your current situation, your current circumstances, you know, the pain, the frustration of that moment, or of the reward you're going to gain in the future.
You see, that's the problem. A lot of people, they have this all backwards, right? And instead of looking at their situation as it being so painful, right, so it can move them to action, so they can get the rewards, right, by taking action, they do the opposite. And what they do is that they look at the work, or they look at what they need to do in their business, and they look at it being so painful doing that work that maybe not doing it and not taking any action is a lot better.
You know what's funny? Our pastor, when we were in church, he was saying, you know, most people are afraid of persistent because they're more interested
in the instant, man.
And that's
instant gratification.
Perfect quote for this. You know, a lot of people think that you have to have certain skill sets to be a winner. You have to be bred a certain way,
you
right?
Have to be book smarts. You gotta know all this information.
Born from the right family.
You've had to at least have generations of wealthy people in your family. You have to have a good mentor.
I want to share this quick little story. You know, I was talking to someone over the phone, and she was saying how it just seems like it's too good to be true, or can she really succeed? You know, can she really succeed? And I said, well, of course you can. You know, it's just a decision. You know, you're one decision from winning. And she's like, oh, you make it sound so easy. And I said, well, but it is. We complicate it. And she said that she wanted to be like an actress or something. So I said, what's your favorite actress? And she said, Jennifer Lawrence. And I was like, you know, I love Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah.
We actually just came back from the Hunger Games, right? And we saw Katniss.
Man, that was a great movie.
Great movie. Go watch it.
Dude, that was inspirational.
It was.
I got like $1 million idea from that movie.
Oh, so did I. So I was like, all right, so you like Jennifer Lawrence? I was like, yeah, she's pretty cool. And I go, okay, well, how do you think she got successful? I said, what's the difference between Jennifer Lawrence and you? And she said, well, she probably was born into Hollywood, right?
She was
born from a rich family.
Oh, yeah, of course.
She said she created her own fantasy.
Wow.
Of who Jennifer Lawrence was.
Mm.
While she's going off on that, I go on Wikipedia and I look up Jennifer Lawrence. Come to find that everything that she said was total false.
Wow.
It was her imagination.
Wow.
Of what success is like. So in her mind, successful people are only successful because they were either born into it, it was given to them, like it came conveniently.
Dude, that's a bunch of BS. That's a belief system.
Dude, BS.
That's not true.
Not true.
Totally not true.
I've never met one person who was successful by doing what was convenient.
Exactly, man. Look.
Winning
is a choice, and yeah, it gets you uncomfortable sometimes, but you know what? You got to learn how to be comfortably uncomfortable, right?
Seriously.
Because if you're not feeling uncomfortable every single day, right, then something's happening. You've either slowed down, you're stagnant, you've plateaued, right? Because you're not making new decisions. You're not making decisions that are going to lead to winning, right? Because the bottom line is if you're not winning, then you're losing, right?
Look,
can you imagine? Well, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off,
go ahead,
right?
Baby.
But can you imagine if you had a scoreboard, right? And every single day, that scoreboard either gets tallied up by you winning, making winning choices, or you losing, right?
Mm.
You probably start looking at it and say, holy crap, I'm losing here, man.
Look.
You know, they're kicking my butt here. I'm losing. I'm down and out. You know, the truth is that you do have a scoreboard, okay? Your bank account is a scoreboard,
ooh,
okay? Your life, the results, the things that you can or can't do
where you are, like, everything around you is a scoreboard.
Exactly.
If you are satisfied with everything around you, you're doing good. If not, you're not doing so well. So, I mean, winning is a freaking choice, guys.
Dude, are you going to choose to win? Look, listen, you're listening to this audio right now, and you have the ability right now to either shut this off, right, which is a decision, or you have a decision to make and say, you know what, I'm going to listen to this power couple, And I'm going to get what I need to get so I can start winning.
Every day is a choice, guys. And you have to learn how to make that conscious decision to wake up and win every day. It's not a choice you make once. A lot of people think it's just a choice they made once. No, it's a daily choice you make. It's every day is a new day. It's something you've never experienced.
Exactly.
Winning is a choice. Why are we talking about this? Why are we doing this in the Inner Circle audio? Why? Well, because we believe that no matter what it is that you are involved with, whatever it is that you're doing, whatever walk of life you are in, it is nearly impossible to succeed at anything without understanding this concept.
Exactly.
So if I go back to the story and I'm talking to this girl and I look Jennifer Lawrence up on Wikipedia and I say to the girl, you know, everything that you said is total false. In fact.
She's like, what do you mean?
I go, in fact, Jennifer Lawrence was not born into Hollywood. She was born in Mississippi. I don't know, some random state, right? Not only was she not born into Hollywood, her mother was like a manager at a daycare center, and her father was a construction worker.
You see, this is the problem, though. You see, people are operating under false information.
And
they believe and they think. And
they think
it's true.
They think that success chose them. No, you choose success.
Dude, you got to choose success.
You choose to win.
Every single day, you got to choose it.
Winning doesn't choose you. It's a mutual choice, I would say. So check this out. I said, look, Jennifer Lawrence, the only difference between her and you is that Jennifer Lawrence made a decision that she was going to become an actress. And you have not yet done so.
Exactly, exactly.
And so I actually pull up on Wikipedia and I said, look what Wikipedia says. It says, at the age of 14, she made a decision to pursue her acting
That's
career.
It.
And it repeated exactly what I had just told you.
Exactly.
The only difference, this goes for everyone on here, the only difference between you and the person you look up to is that the person who is where you want to be made the decision to be there and you yet have made the decision.
And you're probably saying, you know what? I have made a decision. You know, I've made a decision. I'm crying about it. I'm writing it. I'm doing it, right? The truth is that you haven't really made a real decision.
Let
me share with you guys. You know, it's actually, you know, today's December 3rd, and, you know, it's actually a couple of days before my birthday, right, on December 7th. And just earlier this year, back in March 2014, right, we got a knock on our door where we were actually getting evicted from the place we were living, which, by the way, was not a very good place. We were living in somebody's basement, right? And this whole time, seven months inside of our business, thinking this whole time we've made a decision, this whole time we've made a commitment, right? We get this knock, and all of a sudden, our world just, boom, gets snatched up from the bottom of under a carpet. Now, all of a sudden, now it's like our backs are against the wall, and now we really, really have to make a real decision because we don't have any options anymore, right? I mean, where are we gonna stay at? What are we gonna eat? I mean, these are the things that we were thinking about, and these are probably some of the questions that you guys might be fighting with, right? And if you're fighting with these simple problems, it just means that you have little money. It just means that you have lack of money in your life. And if you actually just made a decision to make your business work, you'd probably have those problems fixed in a matter of minutes. Just think about it. Think about if your bank account went from where it's at right now to the amount that you need or the amount that would give you the life that you want. Wouldn't most of the problems that you have in your life be gone in an instant, right? Well, back in March 2013, that's exactly where we were. And I caught a glimpse of my reflection, and I'll never forget this. I was on top of a hotel, you remember, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was actually walking back and forth, and I started to scream at God. I started to blame God, you know, for the situation I was in, you know? I was like, God, you promised me that you were going to lead me to the promised land. You promised me that I would be living a life of freedom, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on here? You know, how come we haven't made any sales? How come we're not getting any leads? Why does this seem so difficult, right? We used to think getting 30 leads and 2 sales are extremely difficult. The truth is, it's not. Right?
It's
not, is it?
No, it's simple.
It's not hard.
And winning is simple.
Winning is simple. It's a decision.
It's a choice.
It's a choice, right? And as my wife is inside, right, because we were staying at this hotel for a couple of weeks, okay? It's a nice hotel, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she's on the computer, and I'm outside, and I just look at myself, and I say, today, I'm going to go out there, and I'm going to create 2 sales and 30 leads. That's it, period. You know? And all of a sudden, you won't believe, right? But that decision, that was the moment that led into a transformational couple of weeks. And that same day, believe it or not, I got 2 sales and 30 leads, and it began the journey of what happened, okay? What happened later, a couple of months later, is that we went from never being on the leaderboards, okay, inside of our own business, okay, to all of a sudden being on the leaderboard, to all of a sudden sponsoring close to over 140 people in 90 days, to building a list over 5,000 people, and to hitting our first 5-figure month, all right, in our business.
Look, guys.
How does that happen?
All because of a choice, man.
I mean,
a choice.
But the thing is that we didn't we make a choice in the beginning when we pulled out.
But it wasn't
choice. You mean when people pull out their credit cards and they get started, they're not making a real decision?
Nah, it's still not real yet.
So what needs to happen?
I mean, some people do. I mean, I have met people who made real decisions because they put themselves in that urgency. You know, one thing I used to share with my students all the time when I used to teach martial arts was, you know, we would do push-ups or, you know, horse stance. I don't know if you guys know what that is. So just imagine holding yourself in a squat, right? And I would see them, I would have them hold it for a few minutes, and their legs would be shaking. You would see the pain in their face, the sweat dripping down. They're biting their lips. You can hear the moans, come on, right? You hear it all, and I say, hey, guys, you can give up right now if you want. You can get, look, life is going to give you this choice every day, winning or losing. Pushing through or giving up. And you will base that choice on the pain you're feeling right now or the rewards.
Powerful.
Of the muscles you're going to gain later, right? Which one are you going to do? Are you going to give up because it's so painful or push through because of the rewards you're going to get? And they would yell back, push through, man, right? This is something for life, guys. My father used to tell me, never base a permanent decision on a temporary situation.
That's powerful. Say that again.
Never base a permanent decision on a temporary situation.
Wow. Damn.
Every day is temporary, man.
Dude, so you're telling me that the situation people might find themselves in their business, in their finances, you know, all the hardships that they might be in is a temporary situation?
Temporary, man.
Which means people who are throwing in the towel are making a permanent decision to give up on their dreams, to give up on actively pursuing what God has given us, that they're making the wrong decision?
Yeah, man, look, it's a decision I wouldn't make.
Dude, that's crazy.
It's a decision I wouldn't make. I don't care what you're in. You make it work.
Look.
You are the one who... You're the deciding factor of success. You're the different component.
It's you.
Yeah, it's not the industry you're in.
Dude, it's not the system. It's not the business.
Industry.
Look,
it's you.
Whatever vehicle you're operating in right now works, okay? There's plenty of proof around you. The people... that you see, the leaders are—they're creating results, so it works.
It works.
Right? They're not these magical wizards, right? They're not Harry Potter. They're not Superman. They're not Flash, right? I like Flash.
They're not Cassandra Lee.
They're not. They're not Paulo Shaquille.
They're not the power couple.
They're not the power couple, right? Look, we're just normal people. We just call ourselves a power couple because we work off each other's strengths, because we work together. We actively work our business together. We actively, every single day, wake up and go after our dreams. Do we not?
Absolutely.
Right? We do that.
We do.
Look, let me tell you something. She shared a powerful story about the martial arts school and her martial arts career. And you know what? When I was about 11, 10 years old, I used to play Pop Warner football, okay? And some of you guys know this or some of you guys don't, right? But in Pop Warner football, if you're not a good player, they only give you like 20 plays, right? And the only time they ever put you in is when you're actually, your team is getting beat up, okay? I mean, they're getting blown out. Or okay, you're winning by 1,000 points, okay? Well, this happened to be one of those situations, right? And the thing is, my parents used to come to every single game.
Okay? Every single game.
Every single game, happy, excited.
Never failed.
Right? Never would see their kid play. Me. Oh, they would never see me. So I'm out there, right? And I see the team getting crushed. Okay, I'm drinking my Gatorade. My suit is completely clean. My socks are clean. My cleats are clean. My helmet, my hands are clean, right? My freaking leggings are clean. Everything is clean. And I'm looking back and I see my parents. And this starts to hurt me. It's painful. You know, watching my parents come out their way to watch the kid drink Gatorade. You know what I mean? That's not cool.
No.
So all of a sudden, man, I get so angry. I get pissed off. I get like really mad, you know, for the first time in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, what the frick? How come I can't get in the game? Why come I can't get in the game?
Get in the game.
I need to get in the game. So I walk over to the coach and I say, Coach, can you put me in? Coach, can you put me in? 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 I started nagging him. He finally puts me in, right? And my parents get off their chair and they start cheering on. Ah, my dad making noise, right? Excited. You know why?
Totally excited.
They're excited. Let me ask you something. who do you know, whether your loved one, your family, your kids, your wife, your husband, is watching you on the stands waiting for you to go out there and create the results that you need to create? Mm. Who's watching you? Who's watching you? Because I promise you, people are watching you. Your close ones are watching. Your loved ones are watching to see if you're going to hold your word, to see if you're going to perform, to see if you're going to get the results. As I walk into the game, I made a decision that I was going to do something epic. And as I line up on the defense, I say to myself, I'm going to sack that quarterback. Now, I'm a scrawny person back then. I was really skinny, you know? And as they snap the ball, I just charge and I take off and I go around the offensive lineman. And somehow I get around enough where I grab the quarterback's shoulder pads and I squeeze his jersey and I spin him around and I throw him on the floor and I sack him. I sack him and I start jumping up in the air. I start getting happy, getting so excited. My parents get so pumped up. They get excited. I get so pumped up and I start celebrating like I just won the Super Bowl, so much so that the other team lines up and is ready to go to the next play, and I'm still celebrating. And that was my first experience of making a real decision and the reward of making that real decision. Are you in enough pain where people are counting on you and they're looking at you, okay? And you're on the bench. You're waiting. What are you waiting for? Dude, go out there and do it.
Yeah, man, for real, man. Look, winning is a choice. You know, one of the quotes that changed my life forever was in a book called The Slight Edge by Jeff Olson. And he says, the problem isn't the actions. It's the people that don't keep doing them. You see, people think, like I said before, that winning is a one-time decision. No, every day you have to wake up and choose to win. Because it's the people that don't keep doing the same actions that are the problem. So every day, I want to encourage you. We want to challenge you to choose to win every day, no matter the circumstances or situations that you're in. Instead of letting them determine where you should go in your future or how fast you should get there, I want you to tell your circumstances where you're going and how fast you're going to get there. That's what it's about. Winning is a choice. There is no difference between the person who's succeeding and you. There is absolutely no difference. The only different component is that person made a decision. When are you going to make that choice? When are you going to make that decision? Because the clock is ticking. If you knew that the action you needed to take was going to produce the income you're looking to generate, wouldn't you take care of that action like tonight? Like right now? Wouldn't you pause this audio and go and take that action right now? You know what? I want you to stand up wherever you are and I want you to yell out and say, I choose to win.
I choose to win.
Yes, say, I am a winner.
I am a winner.
We used to tell our students, winners never quit.
Quitters never win.
I choose to be a winner, ma'am. Right? We used to say that, right? Winners never quit. Quitters never win.
I choose to be a winner, ma'am, sir.
Winning is a choice, guys. Get it in your head.
Dude, you have options, man. Some of you guys have forgotten and think the only option is to lose. No. Right?
No, it's
Look,
not.
Listen, you got options, baby. It's either you lose or you win. Look, you don't have to continue to keep losing in your business, in your life, in your married life, in your spirit, in time with God or whatever the case may be. Look, you can start winning today. And let me tell you something, okay? Winning produces more winning, okay?
Ooh.
Winning produces more winning.
When you start winning, what happens is that you get introduced to a friend of ours. What's his name? Big Mo?
Big Mo, baby.
Big Mo, man.
Do they know who Big Mo is?
I don't think they know who Big Mo is.
Dude, they don't know who Big Mo is.
You should tell them who Big Mo is.
Bro, Big Mo is big momentum.
Momentum.
Look, momentum.
Momentum carries in and momentum starts, man. You cannot be stopped, bro.
Dude, you can't.
You cannot be stopped. Big Mo's in the house,
man. Our question to you is, what's the choice? What are you going to choose today? What are you going to choose tomorrow? What are you going to choose for the rest of your life? Are you going to choose to win?
Or lose?
This is
The Power Couple.